Am I right about it?
Am I right about it?
My home on high. I don't know about y'all tonight, but I
all your favorite gospel hits plays here.
You know, in today's world, so many people don't praise God until their blessing come through.
I smile while I pray.
Cause I'm as
can never repay. Come on.
What you've done, testimonies of the battles you've won. I searched for solutions and I couldn't find one. So if you don't do it, it can't be done.
I've seen mountains that they said couldn't move. Check in the mail when the bills are due. Never met a problem you cannot solve. If you don't do it, but if you don't do it all, it can't be done.
I live long enough to know if God doesn't do it.
Woo! For me, what you did for Daniel, close the mouth of my enemy.
You did for the woman who was bleeding. Oh, yeah.
Do for me what you did for Abraham and Sarah.
Yeah. Do for
is lift your hands and just shout.
Sound doctrine teaching and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Ratcliffe.
Somebody had to sacrifice to get you to where you are. Amen, amen. We sitting on carpets, but they tell me you want no carpets on this lot at one time. You sitting on cushions, but they tell me you want no cushions on these pews at one time. We got air conditioning. They tell me it want no air conditioning one time. Now, I was young, but I remember a time when we was in the basement smelling like kerosene. Hey, oh, my God, my God. But life might not be no crystal stair, but thank God we are here right now. Somebody ought to say, look what the Lord has done. You ought to count your many blessings. Look what the Lord, I might not have everything I want, but Lord knows I'm better off than I was yet. I wish I had a witness here. I'm saying all that as we get to give offering. Y'all should be excited right now. You should be able to look back over your life and say, well, I started out and look where I am now. And that's nothing but the blood of Christ and his mercy. Amen, 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 amen. Woo, my God, I feel good after that. Life ain't been no crystal stair. Somebody did something for me. And thanks be to God they did it, because I don't know if I could have took it. Amen, amen, amen. We are so glad and excited. So at this time, we're going to turn the service over into the hands of our brother Rick Day as he comes forth, and we get ready to give up our offering. I want to make this clear, too. Junior Choir Week, they did some things, but if you still want to make a donation to the Junior Choir Anniversary, you are able to do that. Even if you ain't got the cash, you can do it on Givelify. Amen. And we can make donations. We want to give a good report for the Junior Choir. At this time, Brother Calvin Day.
Amen. Amen. Let's all stand and get ready to declare. The declaration reads as follows. As a child of God, I declare that I am blessed and abiding under an open heaven. I am saved, cleansed from sin with the Lord's blood, and excited about giving to the kingdom of God. I believe and declare God's word as it says. God loves a cheerful giver. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and abideth no sorrow. The Lord gives me power to get wealth. God has given me power to bind them loose, so I bind generational curses to poverty, lack, want, and need, and loose wealth and financial increase. Thank you, Lord, for interest, income, rebates, rewards, promotions, raises, returns, surprise, royalties, benefits, inheritance, receipts, jobs, better jobs, financial freedom, and prosperity. I am also thankful that I attend the church where I can willfully pay my tithes and give free will offerings. Thank you, Lord, for canceling debt, cleaning up credit reports, sending unexpected money in the mail, increasing funds in all of my accounts, and sending people to bless me with unexpected financial blessings. Amen, and thank God. It bears repeating that you can't beat God's giving. I had a thousand reasons why I didn't want to get up this morning. I worked in the heat all day yesterday. I was hot. I was tired. My body was beat up. But then as I thought about it, God woke me up this morning. He gave me breath where I couldn't grasp and get it myself. Why not glorify a God that does for you what you can't do for yourself? God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. And behold, I stand before you with the same dirty bag of popcorn seeds that I pulled out about 4 months. But before you pick your cell phone up and call the man to pick up this nut with his bag of seeds, let me make a proclamation on what this represents to me. The Bible says, to each man is given a measure of faith. What you do with that faith, it's up to you. God gives you the power of choice. God gives you the opportunity to own seeds. I can go take it to the microwave. I can pop it. I can eat it. But it never really belongs to me because God created this. The best I can do is have stewardship over what he provides me. Each one of these seeds represents the life that God gave you. What you going to do with your life? What are you going to do to glorify the kingdom? Elder Hunter spoke something this morning in Sunday school that kind of pricked my head. It would be a shame that if you spent your whole life in church, and you will agree with me, did all that you had to do, and when you died, the church died with you. It's all in vain. The same thing about these seeds. If God gives you a measure of faith and he gives you talent, I think the trial sermon of my cousin pastor spoke was, what you going to do with your penny? The talents that you have that God gave you, you didn't earn it. It's a gift. The best that you can do with what God gave you is to return it to him so that he can show the increase and get his glory. If you take even me tithing, I tithe out of obedience. God made a way for me to have a job. He gives me the strength to get up every morning, even the mornings I don't want to get up. But in lieu of doing that, I get a paycheck on Friday. Based on the fact that I get it, I can go out, I can burn it up, drink it up, smoke it up, whatever the case may be. But I choose to take what God gave me and honor God for what he has given me to get it. I pay my tithes. In spite of what you do on this journey, this life is a journey. You are going to have to make some sacrifices and make payments on something. God said, who the Son is made free is free indeed. That deed is a contract. And in order to see the fulfillment of that contract, you are going to have to honor God's word for what it speaks through obedience. The greatest ship that you will ever ride on will be the ship of stewardship. You have to take what God gave you, sow it, apply it, water it, but you got to wait for God to give the increase. Pastor spoke about a stewardship program. This church is based on stewardship. There's a book that he's going to pass out. I don't know if it's available today, but stewardship is a learned process. We have to take what God gave us and learn how to apply God's principle to the things that he gave us. Learning stewardship makes all of these proclamations come to light and come to fruition. If I plant these seeds, water them, and trust God for doing what he put in the DNA of these seeds, I'll see a harvest. The same thing goes for our life. If you take the life that God gave you, apply his principles, and work, he'll give you the increase. I say recognize God for who he is. Take the talents that he gave you, return them unto God through stewardship, and watch the growth. Amen.
To the ushers, we ask all that can and will keep this.
Calling me out of the dark. not whisper the way what he said in the light. He is my firm foundation. My anchor won't be moved. Storms may collide, but my soul is on fire with his word.
Come on, can we lift that up together?
When listen to sound, power on my
yeah.
Jesus broken.
Yeah.
He has never lost battles. And he never will, never will. No, he never will, never will.
President Sister Selena Hunter and the help of the congregation and others, we would like to present for the Junior Choir anniversary this year $531. And like I said, that's right now. So we're going to get some more totals, but for right now, we want to thank you all for helping us in the Junior Choir raise $531 this year. Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to call for our church announcements.
Here. Thursday will be our priests and deacons meeting. Is business meeting. Except Amen. Special guest, 7 a.m.
Special guest, speaker, of Pastor William Eli Lexus, Pastor Sarah Lisa. Come on for a wholesome morning filled with celebration and highly praise. Don't meet us there, meet us there. It's Sunday, July 16th, 2:00 p.m. Church, home to church, 1048, 26, 4th.
For conditions in Sydney's co-workers, competitive wages, work daily, get paid daily. Staff zone, 1915 Pool Road, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27610. Phone number is 919-863-9663. The website is www.thestaffzone.com. Facebook, www.facebook.com/staffzone. That's if you're looking for work. The Brent Elwood Welch is the branch manager. So if you need the work, and the Bible says, if a man don't work, he can't eat. So here's the opportunity for you to eat and get paid daily. And it's 1919 Pool Road. And the phone number again is 919-863-9663. And the website is www.thestaffzone.com. And unfortunately, I was going to print this out, but my printer refused to print anything. We'll get it printed out for you. Amen. Also, the men's fellowship breakfast Saturday, 9 o'clock, is going to be at 3216 Winfield Court, Raleigh, North Carolina. We will start on time. Thanks. And I think this is from Brother Leon Foster. And it says, the men's fellowship breakfast Saturday, 9 a.m., 3216 Winfield Court in Raleigh, 27610.
Amen. We ask that you govern yourselves announcements. And that men's fellowship breakfast, just so you'll know where you're going to the home of the chairman of our deacon board, Deacon Harvey Horton. Deacon Horton, would you wave your hand? All right, you're going to his house. Amen? Amen. And so he's opened up his home for the men's fellowship breakfast. So we ask that all that can and will please support and attend. So at this time, let me do this as we explain what we're going to do going forward. Open transparency. You know, we usually try to have a nice special guest to come and speak to the congregation and some of our children. Guess what? We've had two. And unfortunately, those two had other pressing engagements. The first one, he's a major musician, and he got called away to do a major thing overseas, and he could not attend. Then we try to get someone from our church who's a musician. And guess what happened? She got called away and could not attend. So I consulted with our pastor, and our pastor got some things in store for us. So what we want to do is we want all children, and I'm going to challenge the adults too, through this video presentation, pay attention to it. Take notes from it. Write it down. Because you never know when you have to see this stuff again. So we really encourage you, and on the youth, if you take notes, pay attention with it, write some notes down, we'll give you an opportunity to share what you've learned from this video on another Sunday. Amen? Amen. So after a selection, then we'll have the special video presentation in message on this morning. Amen?
Bobby.
What's that, Joe?
I was 20 years old. I was at my lowest point. And then one day, and I remember the exact day, March 27th, 1975, I was helping my mother in a beauty shop. My mother owned a beauty shop up in Mount Vernon. And there was this older woman who was considered one of the elders in the town. And I didn't know her personally, but I was looking in the mirror. And every time I looked at the mirror, I could see her behind me, and she was staring at me. She just kept looking at me. Every time I looked at her, she kept giving me these strange looks. So she finally took the dryer off her head and said she said something I'll never forget. First of all, she said, "Somebody give me a piece of paper. Give me a piece of paper." She said, "Young boy, I have a prophecy, a spiritual prophecy." She said, "You are going to travel the world and speak to millions of people." I began at Fordham University as a pre-med student. I took a course called the Cardiac Morphogenesis. I couldn't read it. I couldn't say it. I sure couldn't pass it. So then I decided to go into pre-law, then journalism. And with no academic focus, my grades took off in their own direction. I was a 1.8 GPA one semester, and the university very politely suggested that it might be better to take some time off. I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. nothing. Nelson Mandela said, there is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living. Fail big. You will fail at some point in your life. Accept it. You will lose. You will embarrass yourself. You will suck at something. There's no doubt about it. In the acting business, you fail all the time. Early on in my career, I auditioned for a part in a Broadway musical. Perfect role for me, I thought. So I'm in the wings. I'm about to go on stage. But the guy in front of me, he's singing like paparazzi. And I'm just shrinking. I'm getting smaller and smaller. So they say, oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And you'll be hearing from us. So I come out with my little sheet music. And so I assumed I didn't get the job. But the next part of the audition, he called me back. The next part of the audition is the acting part of the audition. Now I'm like, hey, okay, maybe I can't sing, but I know I can act. So they pair me with this guy. And again, I didn't know about musical theater. And musical theater is big, so they could reach everyone all the way in the back of the stadium. And I'm more from a realistic, naturalistic kind of acting where you actually talk to the person next to you. So I don't know what my line was. My line was, well, hand me the cup. And his line was, well, I will hand you the cup, my dear. The cup will be there to be handed to you. I didn't get the job. But here's the thing. I didn't quit. I didn't fall back. I walked out of there to prepare for the next audition and the next audition and the next audition. I prayed. I prayed. And I prayed. But I continued to fail and fail and fail. But it didn't matter because you know what? There's an old saying, you hang around the barbershop long enough, sooner or later you're going to get a haircut. So you will catch a break. And I did catch a break. Last year, I did a play called Fences on Broadway. Someone talked about it. Won the Tony Award. But here's the kicker. It was at the Court Theater. It was at the same theater that I failed that first audition 30 years prior. Reggie Jackson struck out 2,600 times in his career, the most in the history of baseball. But you don't hear about the strikeouts. People remember the home runs. Fall forward. Thomas Edison conducted 1,000 failed experiments. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Because the 1,001st was the light bulb. Fall forward. Now, I'm sure in your experiences in school and applying to college and picking your major and deciding what you want to do with life, I'm sure people have told you to make sure you have something to fall back on. Make sure you got something to fall back on, honey. But I never understood that concept, having something to fall back on. If I'm going to fall, I don't want to fall back on anything except my face. I want to fall forward. I figure at least this way I'll see what I'm going to hit. Fall forward. The point is, every graduate here today has the training and the talent to succeed. But do you have the guts to fail? While it may be frightening, it will also be rewarding. Because the chances you take, the people you meet, the people you love, the faith that you have, that's what's going to define you. Keep working. Keep striving. Never give up. Fall down 7 times. Get up 8. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship. Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. It's not easy. If it was easy, there'd be no Kerry Washington. If it was easy, there'd be no Taraji Henson. P. Henson. If it were easy, there'd be no Octavia Spencer. But not only that, if it were easy, there'd be no Viola Davis. If it were easy, there'd be no Michael T. Williamson, no Stephen McKinley Henderson, no Russell Hornsby. If it were easy, there'd be no Denzel Washington. So dreams without goals are just dreams, and they ultimately fuel disappointment. So have dreams, but have goals, life goals, yearly goals, monthly goals, daily goals. Don't confuse movement with progress. Remember, just because you're doing a lot more doesn't mean you're getting a lot more done. In order to achieve your goals, you must apply discipline, which you have already done, and consistency every day, not just on Tuesday and miss a few days. You have to work at it every day. You have to plan every day. You've heard the saying, we don't plan to fail. We fail to plan. Hard work works. Working really hard is what successful people do. What are you going to do with what you have? I'm not talking about how much you have. Some of you are business majors. Some of you are theologians, nurses, sociologists. Some of you have money. Some of you have patience. Some of you have kindness. Some of you have love. Some of you have the gift of long-suffering, whatever it is, whatever your gift is. What are you going to do with what you have? And it's not how much you have. It's what you do with what you have. We all have different talents. Some of you will be doctors, some lawyers, some scientists, some educators, some nurses. The most selfish thing you can do in this world is help someone else. Why is it selfish? Because the gratification, the goodness that comes to you, the good feeling that I get from helping others, nothing's better than that. Well, I have traveled the world. And I have spoke to millions of people. But that's not the most important thing, the success that I had. The most important thing is that what she taught me and what she told me that day has stayed with me since. I've been protected. I've been directed. I've been corrected. I've kept God in my life, and it's kept me humble. I didn't always stick with him, but he always stuck with me. So stick with him in everything you do. If you think you want to do what you think I've done, then do what I've done. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life, and it can be very frightening. It's a new world out there. It's a mean world out there, and you only live once. So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances. Don't just aspire to make a living. Aspire to make a difference.
All right, all right. Oh, let's give Denzel a hand, man. I hope he didn't put y'all to sleep.
Did anybody hear one line or hear something that could help you on tomorrow? Did anybody hear something from that video that motivates you to want to go forward? Let me see your hand if it did. Glory to God. Share that on with your young people and children. A lot of our young people are not here today. Many are on vacation. But we did have that song, Better Days Are Coming. That was one of our very young. She's at UNCG in Greensboro. Simone Spencer, she's not here, but let's give her a hand. One of these Sundays, you're going to hear her live. And the gentleman and the young man that sang Really Want to Know, that's our good friend, Gerald Hinton, who was here for our homecoming year before last, giving us music and song. And that was his grandson. And we plan in the future on one of our youth Sundays, we're going to have Gerald and his grandson to come. And you're going to hear them do that song here in Lincoln Park. They are not here today, but they were on the video. So let's give God a hand for them. you will see them. So we have quite a few things going on as we come back from behind the pandemic. But at this time, you dare be warned. I heard Amir in his poem, he talked about how that freedom that he got, that my dad, Bishop Eli Ratcliffe Jr., had something to do with that freedom. And on today, I have something to do with that choice of freedom. So right now, we're going to extend the invitation and make the call for discipleship, opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior. I ask everyone to stand. As we heard several times this morning, he that the Son sets free is free indeed. What does it profit a man or woman to gain the whole world and lose their soul? Your soul is the most important part that exists in your being. Because when we die, our bodies return back to what they was before they were formed. That's why they say ashes to ashes and dust to dust. But we know that we have a soul. And when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, that soul is activated. It is no longer a void. It is no longer a dark place. It becomes a radiant light. Even though the enemy may try and make attacks and try to make it, you live in darkness or seem like nothing is going to get any better. But once you are saved, that soul is quickened, as they said as Peter said, the body is quickened. Our mortal bodies and our souls are quickened. It comes alive and it stays alive. It never goes out. I extend the invitation, if there be one, the desire to accept the Lord Jesus as Christ. All you have to do is just come. I'm going to ask Evangelist Waddell to come. If there be one, we ask you to come. All we have to do is admit that we are a sinner, believe that Jesus died and that God raised him from the dead, confessed our sins, and he is faithful to forgive us. Here at Lincoln Park, our main objective is winning souls. That's our main objective. And we want to do all we can to motivate people to work and our young children to be successful in things in life. But our main objective is winning souls. If there be one, if not, we open the doors of the church. If there be any that desire to join and unite with Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 Heath Street here, where we believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, compassionate reaching, and hallelujah praise. If there be any that desire to join, candidate for baptism, or join by way of a watch care, Christian experience, or full membership, the doors of the church are open. If there be any that desire special prayer, just raise your hand wherever you are. I'm going to ask the evangelist. God knows your heart. He knows your needs. We're going to ask the evangelist to pray.
Yes. Dear gracious.
Yes.
We're coming to you again just to give thanks.
Thank you.
Just to give you the praise. Just to glorify you, because you are God. Now, God, you know why they raised their hand. You know their every need.
My Lord.
And Lord, we're asking right now for you to touch them from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet. If any need healing, let your healing virtue move throughout their bodies. right now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Touch your finances, Lord. Some are burdened down because of finances. But we know that you are rich. And Lord, continue to bless Lincoln Park.
Please.
Continue to lift Lincoln Park up and let your anointing continue to be upon him.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, I thank you for our wonderful pastor and all the great leaders of this church. But Lord, I just get and I praise.
Yes, Lord.
Because I'm back. Many wondered where I was at, but Pastor knew. But I'm back. And Lord, I thank you. And Lord,
yes, Lord.
Even in a way than you ever have before. Let the anointing of this house fall on me. And let the anointing of this house fall on every member of this church. And let Chicago deliver.
Yes,
it's like
Lord.
When we joined. The oath we took. And Lord, just have your way.
Have your way.
And Lord, if we leave this place, let our home as it was when we left.
Yes.
And let the anointing be upon our home. But walk in and
yes, Lord.
This is my prayer.
My Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. We have one more part of this service, and we're gonna and I'm gonna give the benediction. But let's give God a hand. Come on. I don't know about you, but I feel like going on. I feel like going on.
But the next school they talked about the protocol we need to invite people to a special event. And it says the least of them can ask and get invited for to the table, correct? So I gave three young ladies a little ticket at the start of service. So that ticket there's a chance for them to walk away with this spot. Now listen, this very report that the three young ladies just joined the church is going to back as well. So what does that mean? That means our old folks is in this church and we can find it and get on the church.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to ask our frustrated Americans to come up with this. One of the things. I don't know if we get one. Because pick somebody to get that. Hey. So I got to say it now, but you know what you know. So my this is one of the so, the winning piece number is 510-7476. Who is it? 510-7476.
All right, Leo, one of our new members. Okay. Okay, wait a minute. My mama, you want to come and test drive this bike here? So, you know, it's all right. I know you do it.
So, you understand now why they come to church when they take all the bike. You got to be able to trust the right thing for the door. All right? You got to be able to trust the right thing for the door.
I wonder why her sister's clapping. All right, everybody, we thank you for coming. Our speaker wasn't here, but sooner or later, we're going to be bringing some of our choirs back, live music, as we get through this pandemic. And like I said, a lot might not still be here today, but the church is growing. And when some of the old ones get back, they're going to see some new faces. That's what we want to see. So tell your neighbor as we close. Tell your neighbor, say, I may have a setback, but every setback is an opportunity for me to make a step up. All right, give yourself a hand. That's what you do. That's where you look at the set. Ask everyone to sit. All right, I heard somebody say fall forward. That's right. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence in glory with exceeding joy. Now to the only wise God, our Lord and Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
And count yourselves dismissed.
You're listening to The Sound.
It's been quite a year, a test of my faith. I've seen some things that took my breath away. I've lost some friends and some loved ones too. But Lord, I'm leaning and depending on you, and I'm still gonna trust. I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust you. I'm still gonna trust you. Who could have planned for such a time as this, when nothing seems certain, help us, Lord, in my one wish. My strength is weak, but my faith is strong. No matter what I face, I'm gonna keep holding on.
What a powerful word. Thank you, Elder Dementra Hunter, Eldress, Belinda McCoy, and Minister Anthony Evans. Associate Ministers of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 Heath Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe. Tune in every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. till 10 a.m., and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. till 12 o'clock noon, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. I am radio host, Faith. Now let's get back to more gospel music. You are catching the wave.
You're listening to the NFI Radio and Television Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Catch the wave from...
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Anybody here know that you are blessed? Do anybody know? Say yes, you are. Out of all the seen and unseen danger that's tried to harm me, I know the Lord is always protecting me. From the root of my head to the sole of my feet, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Good morning to you. To God be the glory for the things he's doing, and welcome to Beat the Odds, a program designed for you to come out of your situation that you're facing and dealing with. Also, to give you a spiritual insight of what God has for you to walk in your destiny. It's all the...
Too big for our God. That's why we're full of confidence. Spirit lifting down.
the joy of my life. You're the beat of my heart. You're so amazing. You're the word of my soul that I sing all the day long. You're truly amazing. You're so amazing. Yes, you are. You hung the stars in their place and hung the moon out in the space. In your creation I see your face. Yeah. Mountains, valleys, rivers too. Everywhere I look, I see pictures of you. Oh, 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 oh. You ought to be so.
God can use.
I told you, look at that.
Never have to say.
One more. I gotta do one more. There's one more they used to do. And I gotta sing a little bit of this one for myself tonight. I ain't gonna even ask y'all, can I do it? I'm gonna do it anyway. But mother used to sing this one. Bo, let me sing it.
Burn.
In the morning,
comes.
Saints all over the building was waving their hands when she would say,
oh,
I'm talking about the saints of God,
Lord,
all of the saints,
Lord,
oh Lord.
I'm a living witness that he'll make everything all right for you. All you got to do, 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 all you got to do.
Saved my life. Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right.
No, no.
I remember when, I remember when he changed my name. From sick to heal, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. My God is amazing. Simply amazing. He is amazing.
truth is, I could be crazy. Witness that God, yeah, that's why I believe. I'm not ashamed to tell the world. Hey, God kept you in the midst of it all.
Honor the God who's the head of my life. I want to thank you. If it had not been for you, I could have died last year, thinking about the last tears, thinking about the last time that I called on you and you came through. I remember when my God is amazing.
No hope for you. Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Oh yeah.
Give it to the Lord.
You carrying a load. It's time to turn it loose. Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Oh. To the Lord in prayer. I'm a living witness. He will.
You
try to maintain, but the pain won't go away. Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
That's what you need to do.
Give it to the Lord.
Shed all you can shed. Had all you can take. Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can't make it through. You're so confused. Now let me tell you what you need to do. But my God is working it out. Working it out for you. Don't worry. Don't faint.
I'm a
to man.
Jesus.
It's gonna be alright. Got the
Hope is not only the key, it's the major key. See what I did there? Nah, but for real. Contrary to popular belief, hope isn't pretending your current struggle ain't real. It's actually a brave champion mindset and posture to take in the midst of it all.
So you ask me, with all the divisiveness and bigotry and hatred and suffering and sickness and oppression and depression going on in the world, how could you possibly still believe? I'll say it like this: hope. Hope is not the denial of reality. Hope is the commitment to believe greater is on the other side of it. Beautiful people, hope ain't ever canceled. And I want you to know that he's got the whole world in his hands.
No need to worry. No need to fret. No need to be afraid when you know who's got it.
He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got the whole world, and it's all, yeah, it's all in his hands, all in his hands, every worry is all in his hands, every pain, every fear, it's all in his hands. That problem, that burden, it's in his hands. Yes, it is. Tell me, why should I fear when he's right here? Why would I fear when he's been here? Tell me, what would I fear when God's been here? Oh, why would I feel, yeah, when it's in his hands? Right here.
for he is near you. He wants to give you just what you ask for. Oh, oh, there is no measure to his loving favor. Your life can begin. Reach out and touch him.
Say it again, say.
Reach out and touch him. For he is near you.
He wanna give you.
He wants to give you just what you ask for. Oh, oh. There is no measure to his loving favor. Your life can begin. Reach out and touch.
If the woman with the issue of blood was here, she would say,
I am so tired, but nothing seems to work. Spent all my money, grown on the better, only work. I'll take my chances.
Woo.
Since he has come my way.
Oh.
You reach out and touch him. Oh my. For he is near you.
So near you.
Oh, he wants to give you all that you have. Was by the roadside one day, heard a commotion, had a notion someone was passing his way. He cried, Hosanna, to see. I come to tell you, reach out and touch him. For he is near you. So near you.
He wants to give you.
Oh, my, my, my.
Just what you ask.
Don't go nowhere, Bishop, please, don't.
y'all know what it say. Blind Bartimaeus was by a roadside one day.
By the roadside one day,
heard a commotion.
Had a notion.
Someone had passed his way.
Oh,
he cried, Hosanna.
Cried, Hosanna.
Oh, and yes,
yes, the moment.
Yes, yes,
yes, the moment.
Yes, yes, every moment.
Every moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blind man was able to see. If he was had a night,
yeah,
he
had
yeah. Reason. Somebody needed
somebody.
Somebody needed
somebody.
Music at its best, and you are catching the wave live here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome you and thank all of you that's locking in and tuning in around the world. We love you, and we appreciate every chance you get to lock in with us. That's the sounds of Bishop Paul Morton along with Pastor Marvin Whining, and we've got more just like that coming your way right here. All the way up to 5 o'clock today, and we want to thank you and promise that we've got the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. All right, well, look, I got another song coming up right here. This song, we're going to go back down memory lane. I'm speaking of the sounds of Pastor Al Green. Jesus is waiting.
Broken down.
Jesus is ready.
Oh, yeah. Don't let yourself down. Yeah. Standing right there behind you, helping you. Yeah, yeah, Jesus is waiting. Oh, do I have to say it again? Say it again. I think I wanna say it again. Say it again.
Jesus is waiting.
Yeah. Talking about you've got a friend. Thank you.
Brother, help. kindness, all you've done, it makes me think. On a Monday, in the middle of the week, I just feel like late in the midnight. Oh, when I should be crying, you make me want to dance. Me.
forever the same. Jesus, omnipotent reign. Jesus, let Leonard proclaim that all he is forgiven. In Jesus' name, yes it is.
In Jesus' name,
oh, some will try to deceive.
In Jesus' name,
disguising as she.
In Jesus' name,
no weapon formed against you, it just won't.
I'm holding on, I'm holding on, I'm holding on.
your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you.